TCraft's Nigel Melican in the UK predicts that before the year 2050, the tea industry will be struggling to maintain volume on less land and with less labor and with far higher input costs for scarce resources. Progress is slow, but there are initiatives underway to address climate change worthy of celebrating on this Earth Day. In Assam, India, the Jalinga Tea Estate is building a zero-emission factory capable of processing millions of kilos annually, a first in that country. The estate is partnering with Atmosphere, a German nonprofit committed to reducing CO2 emissions by promoting, developing, and financing renewable energy products and projects in more than 15 countries. In the U.S., Bigelow Tea, which produces 2 billion tea bags annually, relies on solar and renewable energy sources for 100% of its energy requirements. The company is certified as a zero-waste landfill and owns electric vehicles. Climate volatility resulting in floods, drought, hail damage, increased pests, and reduced yields is apparent in China, India, and East Africa, according to Melican. Quote, "Sustainability is the goal," he says, "but I fear sustainability may be severely challenged by upcoming events." Business Insight. U.S. President Joe Biden challenged the U.S. to cut greenhouse gas emissions by half before 2030, reversing controversial policies of the previous administration. America will resume its role as a global leader in halting potentially catastrophic climate change, Biden told member nations at a virtual climate summit this week. Quote, "The signs are unmistakable, the science is undeniable, and the cost of inaction keeps mounting," said Biden, adding that the countries that make decisive actions now will be the ones that reap the clean energy benefits of the boom that's coming, end quote. Learn more on the TBiz blog. The U.S. economy is rebounding with 90% of restaurants open nationally. Revenue at fast food outlets has returned to pre-pandemic totals. Food delivery and third-party ordering are growing and here to stay, but wait staff may be wearing COVID masks for a very long time, according to Jack Lee, principal at Data Central Market Research. A year after lockdowns began, the resilience of the restaurant sector is apparent, as approximately 90% remain open. Permanent closures as of April 2021 are 10.7% nationally, with 2% temporarily closed. The closure rate is now evenly distributed across the country as both urban and rural areas contend with the virus. Initially, city centers were hardest hit, and that remains true with 14.3% of urban locations closed. Metro areas Miami, Portland, Oregon, New York, San Francisco, and Washington, D.C. report the most permanent closures. Combined, these markets are home to 120,144 restaurants, of which about 12.5% are permanently closed. Rural and suburban restaurants fared better with closure rates of 11.2 and 11.6 respectively in zip codes with at least 100 restaurants. Business Insight. The greatest disparity in closures is at the local level. Closures rose to and remain at 48% in San Francisco's Embarcadero and 45% in the Financial District. 42% of the restaurants in the Chicago Loop closed, along with 40% in Minneapolis and in South Boston. New York City closures totaled 35% in Manhattan and Gramercy Flatiron. In contrast, 95% of the restaurants in cities including Mesquite, Texas, and Williamsport, Pennsylvania, Findlay, Ohio, and Virginia Beach, Virginia, remained open all year. The World Tea Expo Plus Conference will return to Las Vegas June 28th to 30th. Co-locating the events offers new opportunities for business growth and evolution, in addition to expanding the audience reach and encouraging innovation and new business partnerships, according to Tim McLucas, Vice President of Questex Bar and Restaurant. In recent years, the World Tea Expo, which was founded in 2003, attracted 3,500 attendees, down from a peak of 5,500. The nightclub and bar convention and trade show, now in its 36th year, features 60 educational sessions with 6 in-depth workshops. The 2020 event is expected to draw 40,000 attendees. Early registration fees are $99. A bubble tea catastrophe is brewing at sea. The black tapioca pearls, known as boba, that are essential to the experience, are in short supply, pitting consumers against food service outlets. Due to lockdowns, many bubble tea drinkers were forced to make their favorite treat at home, ordering the ingredients in bulk online. Sweet syrup, milk, and tea are readily available, but packages of Buddha Bubbles boba and Wufu Wan boba to cook at home all ship from Asia. The favored port of call is Los Angeles, where an average of 30 ships a day are anchored and idling, waiting to unload. As shops reopen, managers ordering direct from Asian suppliers find consumer shipments clogging the supply chain. Along the East Coast, arrivals were delayed by the obstruction of the Suez Canal. Further complicating supply is a drought in Taiwan that led to government orders curtailing water used by boba manufacturers. Taiwan is the hub of boba production globally. T-Zone, one of the largest U.S. suppliers, and Bubble Tea Canada report shortages of the most popular boba balls due in part to overorders and hoarding. Biz Insight. The global market for boba tea is predicted to increase by $963 million by 2023, according to market research firm Technavio. The annual average growth rate is accelerating at 7%. Asia dominates, but Europe and Middle East are experiencing 38% growth. New outlets are expanding availability, and that's fueling demand. Kung Fu Tea, the largest U.S. boba chain, currently operates 250 locations and expects to open 70 more in 2021.